Mentalism, Secrets and Tricks from the Master Mentalists. Written by Noah Jeeks. Narrated by Doug Green. Chapter 1, Secrets of the Master Mentalists. There are a lot of people who are intrigued by mentalism, but with some of the techniques used being kept so secret by professional mentalists, there aren't many places to learn the real mentalism techniques for newbies and intermediate mentalists. This page is here to give you a start at learning the tricks and behind-the-scenes secrets of modern-day mentalism. Mentalism is a branch of magic that handles impressions of the mind, unlike the more mainstream forms of magic. While the things that happen in magic are certainly brought on by some type of hoax, in mentalism, it looks like the performer might actually be able to do it for real. In most typical magic, products vanish, cards transform into one another, and flowers pop out from magic wands. When the majority of people witness those kinds of impressions, they're aware that whatever it looks like happened didn't truly happen. Some sort of sleight of hand or other hoax was undoubtedly at play, even if they don't know what it was or how the influence was done. While in mentalism, the performer can appear to demonstrate both supernatural powers as well as their sophisticated use of numerous pseudosciences. They might hypnotize volunteers, show clairvoyance, or appear to talk with the dead. Some other common mentalism strategies include performances of mind control, telepathy, psychic vision, amazing memory capabilities, ESP, psychokinesis, among others. Many mentalism effects can also be played off as your clever use of psychology, muscle reading, and many other pseudosciences. Just because many mentalists will try to look like actually having the numerous powers that they declare to perform, they will usually leave traditional magic illusions out of their collection altogether. It makes sense, as once I see a deck of cards come out, I immediately think, "All right, here comes a card technique." The mentalist can keep away from this type of mindset in people entirely by leaving out all of those common magic props and impressions. Another advantage of mentalism over magic is that for the most part there's no deception needed. That means that you do not need to spend hours and hours for months just to get the move right. It is necessary to keep in mind that mentalism is heavily dependent on efficiency and staying in character. Unlike a kid performing an easy magic technique and after that exclaiming, "Ta-da!" mentalism results must come off as being real. Let's cover a few of the most common strategies used in mentalism acts. Mental forces. There are various kinds of forces used in both magic and mentalism. A force is when the performer uses one of various techniques to push a given item or choice as a free choice. For example, they might say, "Pick a card, any card," as they riffle through the deck of cards, but no matter when you say stop, they instantly cut to the card that they want to push on you. The following are just some examples of different mentalism forces. Let's go through the first one, and as I ask you the questions, please try to actually answer them in your mind briefly before going on. First, think of any number between 1 and 10, then increase it by 9. Next, add the digits together and after that, deduct 5 from that. Then find the letter that goes with that number on the list below. A1, B2, C3, D4, E5, F6, G7, H8, I9, J10. Now that you have your letter, think of a country that begins with that letter. Then, think of an animal that starts with the next letter of the alphabet, whatever letter comes after yours in the alphabet. And finally, think of the color of that animal. I'll give you a minute to do all of it. Were you thinking about a gray elephant from Denmark? This is a simple psychological force, but let's look at how it works. First and foremost, the multiplying is a simple math trick, which always ends with the number 4, regardless of what number you began with. Because their number will always be 4, their letter will always be a D. There aren't many nations that begin with a D, so they will almost always choose Denmark. The exact same is actually true with the next letter of the alphabet, E. The majority of people